that decision made, how does that change, if at all, how you guys move
forward? I don't know if it changed too much. I mean, you know, it's done and it's over with. You know, we ride with 12, just like we ride with 13. We're going to ride with either quarterback, but, you know, we got 13 right now, and we're going to ride with him. And we all know how the season goes, and we're just going to play whoever under center right now.
How did you feel last game?
I actually felt really, really, really good. Best that I've ever felt in a very long time. So I'm excited. My goal is just to play a little bit harder and push a little bit more this week and, you know, wrap it up and get ready for the Chargers week one. Cuts, conditioning. I missed a series because I lost my mouthpiece. We'll try to keep it. You know, I don't keep it on my helmet, you know, strapped up. So I lost it and was looking for it. But I felt really good conditioning-wise, which I was happy about. I felt a lot stronger and quicker than I have in the past. And, you know, we cleaned some things up. You know, our run game will be there and, you know, good things will happen.
When you bowled your way in from 1 yard, it was like three straight from there. Did that tell you something where you were physically? And
I think it told me where I was conditioning. It just gave me three straight carries, and it is what it is. To be honest, I believe I was in on all three, but it's all right. You know, the preseason, you know, refs are in preseason too. So hopefully I don't get fined for that comment. But, you know, the strength, you know, Tlaib came to me after and said, you know, you're midseason ready, you're in form. You know, he saw the power right there. And, you know, I felt a lot stronger. You know, I didn't even know, until I watched the tape, I didn't even know it was two guys. You know, I thought it was just Reed. So that's how I looked at it.
How do you feel about the running back team in general this year compared to the last?
Competitive, really, 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 really different styles all over. So, you know, from D'Angelo to Ridley to myself, and, you know, we get a chance to see Jamal in live action, which we're excited about. To Juwan, who am I missing? Am I missing anybody? I don't think so. Oh, yeah, Book still. And then Boom, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to see Boom real soon. And can't forget Andy. You know, we don't put him in there, but he still has a touchdown on the board when he gets the ball. So, you know, we got different styles, and, we're all unique in our different ways, and, you know, we all push each other to be great. So that's a good thing about our room compared to the past when we only might have two or three or four guys. You know, we actually have a full load who can go out there and play anywhere in this league.
Are you glad that's not a decision you have to make in terms of?
Yeah, man, I said it about the QBs, and I'll say it about it's the receiver. It's really the 53, you know. Sucks to be Mr. Elway. And I guess it's a good problem to have is what they would say, but sucks to be Mr. Elway, sucks to be VJ, and all the coaches that deal with it every day. My job is first downs and touchdowns. I'm going to leave it at that.
What are you most eager to see about Jamal on Saturday?
Just Jamal. I just want to see, you know, is it Jamal? You know, we're finna see. You know, he told me he was going to be out of the knee brace. We're excited about that. I'm just excited to see, you know, the same 25 that, you know, I grew up watching and then I got a chance to play against, you know, when he was over there in Kansas City. I mean, Jamal's a special player, and we know that. So the opportunity that he's going to get this weekend is going to be exciting. And, you know, hopefully with me and him switching off and on, we can put the 1-2 punch together.
So much is made of the quarterback play and needs to be better, but doesn't it all start with a running game and up front for this offense to move forward?
I feel that way. I mean, everything, we're going to go as far as our O-line go. You know, Coach McCoy preaches that all the time. And, you know, it's up to our O-line to make the moves that we want to do. You know, we're going to change week to week. You know, we might win 60 runs, we might win 60 passes. So we just want to keep it that way. I think the scheme is better for the group that we've had. You know, don't disrespect to other schemes, but I think what we brought in for the scheme that we brought in is a lot better. So, you know, you got to give up to the front offices for, you know, understanding what, you know, what they want to get accomplished and, you know, grabbing the right players and then us as players, you know, buying all the way completely into the scheme.
As a leader on this team, do you have any advice for Paxton since he didn't win the job?
I actually did tell him. You know, I actually did tell him. It's crazy. You know, I told him I'm still behind you. And I sat down to him yesterday and I told him, look, man, I can tell you from personal experience, you know, it was two people that got hurt in front of me and I was up and I never looked back on my opportunity. And, you know, just be ready. Continue to stay in the book. Continue to make the reads. And I told him even, you know, be annoying at practice. You know, when you're back there and, you know, we're out there doing it and you're back there with Coach Musgrave, you know, let them know, you know, pre-snap where you think the ball should go. And, you know, if the ball goes there, that's how you know you're still in the book and you're still in the game because you're just one play away.
As an undrafted guy who has made it, are there guys now among the group of undrafteds who you think have a real opportunity?
I think Jamal does. I think Carter, I think he can play. You know, he's flying around. He's making some plays. I think Orion Stewart, I think he has another one. I mean, back end of the safety is good. On the receiver side of things, I'm trying to think on the receiver side of things. Well, I mean, this is second year in the league, but Khalif can definitely, he's been making some plays. So, like I said, man, it's tough. You know, it's tough. You know, I'm glad I don't have to go look at a big whiteboard of 90 players and flip it around. I got one job, first down, touchdowns, and that's it for 22.